Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and on the line we've got Dr. Laura O'Philpin, who is Research and Policy Manager at the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And I guess the reason we have you on today, Laura, is during the week we saw the story about the Hollywood actor Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor, of course, we all know him, very gorgeous. He discovered that he has a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, and so he's decided to take a break from acting and to kind of concentrate on his family and his kids and all that. But he made this discovery as he filmed the Limitless docuseries on Disney Plus, and he's been talking about preventative steps that he's going to be taking now, because they say he has this gene that makes him 8 to 10 times more likely to develop the disease. So, I mean, what preventative steps can we take when it comes to something like Alzheimer's?
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. So the good news is that there are 12 potentially modifiable risk factors across the life course that can impact our risk reduction for up to 40% of dementias. So what Chris Hemsworth is doing is he's, you know, focusing in on his physical health and his mental health and his sleep. And I think that's a really positive message that he's sending around the world. And it's never too early or too late in life to consider dementia prevention and to consider your overall health and dementia.
So say, for example, I would imagine, you know, working on, although they have a lot of time off, working on film sets, they're very long hours. They could be there from the crack of dawn till very late at night. It's about, I suppose, getting to bed at a decent time, is it? And getting a certain number of hours sleep, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's really just about looking after ourselves. You know, there's things like try to avoid alcohol, avoid smoking, and make sure that you're looking after your blood pressure. Seek help if you're struggling with your mental health, as depression can be a small risk factor. Stay engaged with your family, your friends and your community, because social isolation can be a risk factor. You know, staying physically active. And I think Chris Hemsworth definitely seems to be physically active.
Yes,
from what I can see anyway.
Yeah.
But another one I wanted to highlight to you actually is uncorrected hearing loss is actually quite important. So if you're struggling, or if you or any of your listeners are struggling with their hearing, it's really important to go and get that seen to, because that can be a risk factor for what they think of up to 8%. I know Chris Hemsworth is dealing with the news that he has this gene called APOE4, but uncorrected hearing loss can actually be a similar enough risk level to having one copy of that gene. So there's things and there's actions that we can do today that are relatively straightforward that can impact our risk. I think there's a huge amount of talk at the moment about these genes, and that's really positive. But it's also really important to remember that some people who have one or two copies of that APOE4 gene never go on to develop dementia. And similarly, many people who do have dementia don't actually have those genes. So if someone was to find out that they have those genes, yes, they do have a slightly higher risk, but it's certainly not a diagnosis or a determinant of having Alzheimer's disease or being going to get Alzheimer's disease or dementia.
Right. Because you'd wonder, like, I mean, if someone offered me the test, would you even want to know that you're going to get something like that? Would it change the way you live your life? I don't know. Keeping your mind active must be quite important. And I know for a few years there was a big push on puzzles and crosswords and Sudoku and all that kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, with dementia, sometimes it's the synapses, which are the connections in our brains, and they can slowly start to deteriorate over time. So doing different things and challenging your brain definitely supports those synapses to keep active and to keep moving. You know, one of those wouldn't necessarily be a specific risk factor that's been identified, but you know, it's similar to kind of cancer and other things where we can't argue that living a healthy lifestyle can certainly improve our risk levels when it comes to diseases like heart disease or cancer or whatever it might be. So it's just really important that we're looking after ourselves. And I think it can be really tricky, you know, work stresses, family stresses, life stresses, you know, so it's really important to just take some time out and think about your mental and physical health all of the time.
I think we always think of Alzheimer's as being a disease for much older people, you know, people in their 80s and that, but we're actually seeing it, younger people being diagnosed all the time.
Yeah, no, there is quite a large percentage of people now who are being diagnosed at a younger age. So younger onset dementia is people who are diagnosed before the age of 65. You know, we're seeing that more and more frequently now. Now, I would say that in relation to Chris Hemsworth and these genes that he's mentioned, it's actually some different genes that might be at play with younger onset dementia. dementia, but it's the same thing where it's very unlikely that it's only genetic factors that are the sole cause in developing a condition like Alzheimer's. Is generally more genetic and environmental factors.
The headlines can be shocking, can't they? So when you hear something like that, Chris Hemsworth, and you think, oh, he's quitting acting because, you know, he feels like he's going to forget his family by next week. This is not the case. And nothing might ever happen to him.
Completely, yeah. And look, you know, it's news that no one would like to hear. You know, I think people have a fear, obviously, you know, around their health. And I think that's completely fair. But I think it's just really important for everyone to remember that just even if you have a double copy of these genes, it does not mean that you'll go on to develop dementia. I think what Chris Hemsworth is doing in raising awareness and also highlighting these lifestyle factors that he's going to change to try and reduce his risk, I think is incredible because, you know, it's on everyone's lips at the moment. I haven't heard as much about Chris Hemsworth as I have in the last week.
Oh, any excuse to Google him. Any excuse.
Yeah. I was only saying that this morning we need to put up some content with some pictures of Chris Hemsworth.
We need to, yeah. We need to. If you need any help with that, I can help you out. No bother at all. I actually got to meet him years ago and I've told the story on air before. He was so tall and fabulous and I just said to him, oh my God, you're gorgeous. And it was the most unprofessional thing you could ever say in an interview, but I did it and we had a good laugh. So fantastic.
Well, look, if you need someone from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland to interview him, you know,
for the show, I mean, absolutely for the show. We have to do these things sometimes, don't we? Listen, you're very good. Thanks so much for your time today. There's Dr. Laura O'Philbin, who's the Research and Policy Manager from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks a million. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.